Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
We have as our guest today, John Florian, who is seasoned vet in voiceover land. You are the curator and proprietor and anything else you might want to call, publisher of voiceoverextra.com, correct?
That is it. Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here, Kate.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad we could do this. This is great. Now, you also are probably one of the greatest forerunners of creating webinars for voiceover talent. Now, tell me who benefits most from the webinars and what is it, like a workshop or what? I'm not familiar with this sort of scenario. I've done one with a friend of ours, our associate, but this... Tell me what that entails and how you got involved in this in the first place and how you started doing them.
Sure. VoiceOver Extra is an online website for news and training and resource center for the voiceover industry.
Yeah, it's excellent.
At www.voiceoverextra.com. I hope you don't mind that
XTR.
Plug.
No, I want you to say that. Yeah, it's terrific resource. It's fantastic.
Thanks. I started that in 2007, and in 2009, I saw a need for low-cost, affordable way that anybody in the world could get training. And so I started webinars, and I partnered with trainers, and we present it. And it's, you know, usually about 2 hours on a particular night. And it was great. I do about two a month, sometimes three a month or so. And people from all over the world. I get people from Australia, New Zealand, England, participating. And most of them have been live. But I'm going to a new format now where it's kind of like, I call it Instant Download Training Plus, where the trainer, if they want, they might create a video, 40 minute or so training video.
Wow, cool.
Where a registrant will come in and say, okay, I registered instantly. They get an automatic responder message that says, here's your link to your video. And then we have a follow-up Q&A.
Nice.
So that the participants will have already learned the stuff,
yeah,
and now they can follow up with questions, and the Q&A's go on for about 2 hours too.
Wow!
And everything's recorded. We send them to people, and as I say, it's a nice, convenient, low cost, and people can access the recordings anytime. They just download it to their computers, and it's there forever.
Wow, that's terrific. So, I mean, people listening to podcasts for voiceover would benefit tremendously from doing a webinar.
Participating. I mean, we have all kinds of
it's the same sort
topics.
Of,
it's voice acting and business and home studio.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And, that's terrific. Now, you started out as a voiceover, is that correct?
Yes, in 1999, I got into it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So what was your background? How did that come about?
Before that, I was in magazine publishing for a long time, and that's my career background.
Yeah.
Is magazine publishing editorial director at magazines.
Yeah.
So I got into voice acting, and I was freelance writing, and I wanted to get back into the publishing world. So I created VoiceOver Extra as an online publication.
Yeah,
and it publishes usually an article a day, and also we have newsletters and announcements and things like that, and tons of resources. By now, since I started in 2007, it's got to be thousands of articles on there now, and it's all free. It's all
that's
free.
Fantastic.
Their website.
Yeah, that's marvelous. So I love this, and it's like, I mean, I've loved our alliance. I think this has been just this beginning of this year where you and I start. Well, actually, the end of last year, in 2013, we started collaborating and that kind of stuff. And I started putting my promotions out for Sound Advice through you guys. And I've loved it. It's been a terrific resource. So I got to go back to the webinars for a second. So how did you come up with webinars in the first place? I mean, did you create that, John, or was that something, or did you see it before?
It was around. I guess it was something in the industry being done. And I still had my eye on the print publishing world, and they were doing webinars, you know, the big publishing companies.
Sure.
And mostly the business publishing companies I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do it. And,
yeah.
And in fact, I had the idea, must have been in 2007, I'm going to take two years before I started. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have time to put it together.
Right.
And then at an industry meeting, the MCAI meeting in Connecticut, where I'm based, I met somebody who'd just been, she just left the company where she was sort of doing something like that, and I said, listen, why don't you help me put this together? She did, and it's been going ever since.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So now you're based in Connecticut.
Right.
But you could be anywhere.
Yeah, just have a laptop, we'll record and publish.
That's great.
So, unfortunately for my wife, wherever we are, I can be working, and she gives me this look. Well, I got to do this, but okay.
It's funny you should say that because I just had. You might have an iPad. I don't know if you have an iPad or not, but
I don't. I'm Windows based, but
okay.
My granddaughter has an iPad and is trying to show me things.
I love this thing. Well, I live on it, and so do most creatives that I know. It live on their iPads or their iPhones. But there's an app on there that I have from PBS. And at lunchtime, my engineer and I usually are watching something on my iPad from PBS. And there was a whole thing on stand-up comedians and this kind of thing. And here's Jerry Seinfeld, and he did a whole routine where the only place somebody can't get you is like if you're in the shower. And it's like, I'm sorry, he can't be reached. He cannot be reached. He's in the shower. And it's like, okay, we're going to have to wait till the guy gets out or whatever. It's the only one that's acceptable. It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry, you can't reach him. He's in the shower. Today, that joke totally came to fruition for me. Well, it does now. I mean, the phone rang off the hook. I was soaking wet. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. This is like, it's not even normal business hours for anybody else. And people think, oh, well, voiceover, it's great. It's not like it's a 7-Eleven, but I mean, it's like, give me a break. I just wanted to take a shower really quick. And it's like, oh my gosh. But anyhow, the joke kind of backfired on me. So there, thanks, Jerry Seinfeld.
And what does a weekend even mean anymore? I mean, it's 24/7.
It is 24/7 anymore. It's crazy. But tell me, like, in terms of the webinars, what was the last one you did, and what was the mention one that you feel was very successful, and maybe why, and do you see trends happening in the voiceover industry and that kind of thing as to where people are going with all this stuff?
The last one, let's see, we just did one on Audacity. We tend to do one almost every year with an Audacity update.
Audacity, and, good grief. You know,
people just flocked to that. It was tons and tons of people. We did that with Dan Leonard, the home studio master, and he did this, again, the new format I mentioned. It included a video, about a 40-minute how-to video where he demonstrates on screen how to use it, all the bells and whistles.
Uh-huh.
And then it was a how-to, and then a Q&A, and he demonstrated again on screen. That went 2 hours. So people really got their money's worth.
We keep the
price way down.
Well, that's awesome. Well, how much is a webinar, if you don't mind me asking, because you mentioned that?
It varies. You know, we set it with a trainer, and Dan's was 39.
There are some
I'm working on now. It's very extensive. It's the most extensive situation we've ever done. It's the VoiceOver Business Success e-course.
Right.
With Ron Minitry, and he's a voice actor, but also professional business coach. And every Tuesday this month, he's doing a short video and a worksheet, which is preparing people for the Q&A webinars, which will be later this month. Mm-hmm. But we're also giving the videos and the worksheets are free to the entire VoiceOver community.
Nice.
So people can download it, and right now it includes assessing where you are in your business and creating business plans and all that. And we're just it's really a service. I mean, even if people don't go on to purchase the webinar Q&As, they'll have learned a lot.
Oh, that's terrific. I love that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of like putting a lot of content out there and because it's better than putting a lot of inaccurate information out there. I wanted to ask you about Audacity for a second, because we like Acoustica. There's also a thing called HQ or HiQ. These are all that's PC based for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, people aren't both, you know, just to have something that you can record and edit that's simple and direct. Have you tried HQ?
That's the main thing, the simplicity. Mm-hmm. The simplicity is really what we're going for.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of talent becoming recording engineers or I'm Joe Blow of Studios, you know, and that kind of stuff. And it's like some guys can really geek out on the gear. And so I'm always going, chill out on the geeking out. Be a voice talent, be a voiceover. That's, you know, it's great that you can do auditions. It's the objective. You want to be able to do auditions. But, you know, I'm a big fan of under promise and over deliver. It's just a smart way of doing business. And this is your business. So that's the thing I think that you and I are very in sync on too, John, is because you approach it like a business. I'm always like trying to instill that into voice actors and talent as they come into the business. And it's, you have to have each layer of this, not just the product, which is you in the booth, and you're delivering your performance, which is absolutely vital. I mean, you've got to produce the product, you know, not for nothing. But it's 10% of the whole equation, really. The other 90% is promotion and just plain running the business and making yourself accessible to the work. Part of that is actually it that really learning is. Curve of recording and editing and what have you. Jeff Finney is our head of production, and he runs our shop in Chicago, in our studio in Chicago. And he is, we're doing this via Source Connect now, right now, which we're beta testing, obviously. And we like it very much. But typically, Jeff tests everything out. I'm the complete neophyte, where I am not the techie. I've been a producer for well over 30 years, but I don't edit, I don't mix, I don't record. I tell the guys where I navigate the whole scenario. I'm the old school producer, you know. I have an engineer, you know what I mean, and that kind of thing. But even I can do Twisted Wave on my iPad, and I adore that particular program because I can record, edit, and convert it into an MP3 and send it into my agent if it's on the fly and my engineer's not here and quick turnaround or whatever. And I can do that for my iPhone or my iPad. And it's a $10 app, you know. I mean, it's like great, you know. HQ or HiQ or whatever they're calling it is a good one too. And people like that a lot. And that's more for PC. And that seems to be a really easy and simple thing. Have you ever tried it?
No. You know, I have SoundForge, and it's been fine for me for years, and I just stick with what I know and works.
Well, and that's, you know, and this is just it. People will stick with what they know and that kind of thing, but, and how long have you been using SoundForge? I mean, that's been around since, you know.
Probably 6 or 7 years, I guess.
Yeah, it's been around for at least 12 years that I know of.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit longer than that even. But, and that's what a lot of PC guys will stick with, you know, and they'll hang their hat on, which is why ISDN has not died in America, you know. And this is what our last podcast was all about, was this new form that we're actually recording on right now, which is the ISDN replacement. And there's three options right now, which is IPDTL, which stands for Internet Protocol Down the Line, which is a British version that has been released, and that came out, what, in February of this year, 2014. And you know, this other one that we really like, and this is Source Connect Now, which we're on right now, which is American-made product, has a few more options because you can have multiple people patch in it simultaneously, but it utilizes the internet, and really all you need to have for, I believe, either of these products, whether it be IPDTL or Source Connect Now, is both parties have to have Google Chrome, both parties have to have a stable internet, which, sorry, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Welcome to America, you know. It's like, oh gosh, now what? And at least one of the two parties have to have Source Connect, you know. So again, we're beta testing, but this is not bad right now, huh?
Well, this is wonderful. The quality of the audio that I'm hearing from you is just wonderful.
Yeah. And
it was easy. It's easy. I can see the waveforms here going when I talk and when you talk, and
right.
It's very easy. Very easy. Very, very fun.
Right. The beauty of that too is that you don't have to upload all those raw files and send them to the client or put them on their Dropbox, which adds more time and effort into it. And then the client, you know, like let's say they have an engineer on their end who's downloading all those raw files and editing everything, you know, it just takes all that time and effort out of it. You know, it's done in real time. You can actually, you know, we can record or edit on either side on this equation, which is wonderful. Just like ISDN, you know, and just like regular old Source Connect, our old standard that was meant to, I really would have thought we would have replaced ISDN 10 years ago. And it's just shocking to me that we're still dealing with it. And I've told this story umpteen times, but I've had a number of interns and former recording engineers and what have you accidentally leave it on over the weekend, you know, at the ISDN. Oh, yeah. And I know I'm not alone. Very expensive. And I know I'm not alone in that. Any small studio, or any studio, I should say, has had that experience. And then come Monday morning or Monday afternoon, they realize, oops, I left it on. Whoops, my bad. And $8,500 later, and I'm not exaggerating that. It's like, now have that happen to you about 5 or 6 times. You get a little knee jerky and a little like, is it down? Is it off?
Five or six. Oh, gosh.
And,
oh, my.
I mean, the low end of those, I've had them, you know, $800 or $900 where they left it on overnight where we're initiating. I'm going, why are we initiating? You know, can't mm-hmm. they call us? You know, but yeah, it's exciting. So tell me about your background as a voiceover. So you started out in 1999, you started doing voiceover, but you wanted to connect the two. So are you doing voiceover now?
I am, but I have restricted now to, I do medical, you know, medical reading narrations and some corporate.
Wow.
And I don't even market myself for that because I'm so busy with the voiceover extra and trying to do the next best thing in publishing and helping people and training that when a voiceover comes in, I say, well, I can't refuse it, but it's like, oh my God, that's going to take me 2 hours. It's going to take me away from my list right now. But, you know, it's good for experience to keep that going too.
Do you coach as well, John?
No.
It seems you do because you do, you know, you have your finger on the pulse with all this stuff. It's amazing to me.
Well, I suppose I could, but I just don't feel, I feel more in the publisher mode. I like putting things together and helping people that way. And that's what kind of drives me all the time to do that.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And well, that's part of the reason why you're going to have such a featured, I'm sure you're going to be very featured at Voice 2014 this summer. You know,
that'll be fun to go to.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that James Ellberger and Penny Absher are putting on, which is going to be great, in Anaheim, California. The big kahuna of trade shows, I think, you know, or conferences, you know, for
It is. It's the biggest, voiceover. It's the international gathering, and it's where, in fact, you know, I had my idea for VoiceOver Extra in 2006, and I started putting it together, and then the first voice conference was in 2007 in the spring of that year in Las Vegas, and I went and I went shaking. Is this, you know, I went presenting my idea to people, and they all said, yeah. And I met Don LaFontaine there, and he said, let me help you. And I was just overwhelmed with all the helpful, you know, people there. And so a few months later, I started.
Wow.
So I feel really, really close to that conference and the people, and it's just fun to always return to them.
And are you going to be a panelist?
No, I'm not this year. I have been every year and done so much, but I'm going to focus on meeting people, networking with people.
Good.
From our booth and working the hallways and just kind of enjoying myself and also signing up people with subscriptions. And we have a couple of things that we'll be offering people with upcoming webinars. And we have a book called VoiceOver Legal.
Oh, cool.
Which is a beautiful, wonderful guide to managing business, voiceover business and legal affairs. And that's going to keep me very busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of meat. That's a ton of stuff to be doing. So now you have spearheaded VoiceOver Virtual, which the first one was last year, and it was very successful, which is a VoiceOver conference that is a virtual VoiceOver conference, correct?
Right.
And so can you tell us about that?
The voice conference is every other year. So I figured last year in 2013, this is my time to do another project that I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Yeah.
In the publishing world and the big corporations, they do these virtual conferences. And in fact, in the publishing world, I'd always envied them. It's a conference that's online totally, and they have workshops and seminars and meeting rooms and even exhibit halls, and everything's interactive. And I always wanted to do that, so last year we did it.
Nice.
And so it's VoiceOver Virtual 2013, and we got plans to do it every other year. The next one would be 2015.
Great.
And it's all interactive. It's amazing. People, the attendees, can even network with others, which is a big thing at conferences, by video and, you know, webcam and audio and text. And it was a bit of a learning curve for some of us, but it was quite fun.
Oh, yeah, there'll always be a little bit of a learning curve and some kind of connection because everybody's on some different form of technology, slightly different, you know, this and that. But certainly for voiceover, I mean, this is really, I mean, I think that's exactly where we're headed for voiceover.
The education was done by video in what I called the VoiceFlex Theater. And I had intended, say, two dozen videos. So many people wanted to be a part of it that we wound up with over 50 videos in there.
That's fantastic.
And these are all the top trainers, you know. And then they all had meeting rooms where people could, the attendees could go and meet them live and learn more about them. And then we had a plan to have an exhibit hall with 10 online virtual exhibit booths. Well, we wound up, people wanted to come in, we wound up with two of them. So it just grew and grew and grew.
Wow. Well, I want to be a part of that next
quite amazing.
Year. Definitely. I definitely want to be a part of that. So that sounds fantastic. Yeah. Now, with VoiceOver Extra, do you see trends? Like, I mean, what do you see in terms of trends as far as, is there anything that just is sticking out to you where you kind of go, gosh, this is where a lot of people are talking about this? And certainly audiobook, we've seen a lot of change with that in the last couple of years. And probably because, I mean, I have my own two cents on it. I have my own viewpoint on it, but I would love to know what your observations are and stuff. Because, I mean, I think since Amazon bought up Audible, you know, a couple years back, mm-hmm. and they've just expanded on it. I mean, it was the last vestige of publishing, really. That was the bones, as I saw it, you know, and so now they're crunching down on that. But it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, it's like you have this great global open water kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You're out there at sea, you know, with Amazon. I mean, there's a lot of room to forge yet, you know, in that. And certainly that was going after audiobook was a certain thing that I think really caught the attention of a lot of voiceovers and a lot of new starts and that kind of stuff. What's your take mm-hmm. on any of that coming from publishing?
Well, that's the hot stuff.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to be known to hey, I've narrated 10 books. Oh, really? You're famous. You know, that kind of a thing. But in general, things... The hot stuff comes and goes, and I'm not saying that audiobooks are going to go. I mean, growing and growing and growing. But there's the basics. There's you get into it. If you love voiceover, if you like it, 90, as you and I were talking before, 90% of it is business stuff.
Yeah, of course it is.
You know, your business plans and accounting and marketing and all that.
Yeah.
And then you find a niche. You find what you like.
Yeah, and I agree.
Audiobooks, they're the marathon of the business. And it's, although it might be appealing to some people, it's...
I'm not keen on it.
You can waste your time on it.
I got to be honest, I'm not that keen on it. But it's like, I think it's because, and it's mainly because they make the voiceover do so much. They replace the recording studio. They replace the recording engineer. If you're already those things and you're a voiceover, wonderful. But I think the degree of difficulty to voice an audiobook is extremely high. And you have to have a great passion to do that. And you have to be, I mean, it takes some building. I mean, I know I surveyed six fellows that have done at least 100 titles or better. Guys that are really, they love it, and they're really amazing at it. And I mean, to voice 40 different characters and what have you, I think is really, that's huge. You know what I mean? Most novels are 300 to 350 pages. And then when I have young talent or would-be talent say, well, don't you think this is a good place for me to get a start? And I always think, you'll never want to do voiceover again if you do that. I mean, it's like, good grief. It is not for everybody. And I don't think it's, well, it's a good place to get started. I can get paid right away and stuff like this. And it's like, but that's not what you typically get paid for voiceover. I'm like, oh, are you kidding?
I think it might be difficult to start off there because I think
it's really difficult.
It's just a long form stuff, you know.
Oh,
it's
bloody hell!
You mentioned webinars before, and the one just before we did the Audacity was an interview with Katie Kellgren and Simon Vance, who are two of the most prolific and honored narrators in the entire business.
Yeah.
And we did a Q&A with them, and they also recorded a video, they do and how they do it. And these people, they just love it. And that's what they don't do other types of voiceovers, but they love it.
Wow.
And they're exceptionally great. They're both nominated for multiple Audie Awards this year.
Right.
But the people, like as I think we mentioned, I do corporate and medical narrations now.
Right, which is wonderful.
To me,
a lot of repeat business
in that. It's easiest.
Yeah. No kidding. See, now I personally, I'm a commercial voiceover for the most part, and I do promo, and I do some narration, but I do things like HGTV, and I do Discovery Channel. I do, you know, I have to be telling a story. I have to have great visual. I'm a character actress. I mean, I'm not going to be able to do that. That's not my cup. For me as a talent, no, that's not my. Mm-hmm. Medical, I got to know what I'm talking about, or I just shut down. And I just,
oh, I don't either, but you gotta
talking
sound
about
like
you know, yeah. And it's not for nothing. I mean, I don't, it's not like I've got a fairly, this sounds really boastful, but I've got a pretty good IQ. I could kick around, you know. I'm not a dummy, you know. But it's like, but I'm telling you what, for me, I prefer to know what the heck I'm talking about. I just absolutely have a tough time of it if if it's not that, you know, if it's some other thing, you know, if it's, what is the cuckoo cuckoo cuckoo, you know, I remember when I was doing, this is kind of funny, I did AIG, right, before they got bailed out and went to Vegas with our money. But
did you get some of the bailout money?
No, no, this is prior to all that. No. And I kept saying, I had it for like 5 years. This is kind of funny because I couldn't get this thing off my demo quick enough. It was like, get it off there, yeah. Get it off, you know, when all that stuff went down. But I kept saying to them, I'm going, what is this for? What are these guys, what do they do? You know, and they go, well, they do this and they do that. And it was like a big shell game. And I was like, I don't get what they do at all. I don't understand it. But it was either me or it was Stockard Channing who was doing it. It was like, AIG, you know, AIG, I'm talking about things that you'll never understand, but they change your life, you know? And I'm thinking, why? Mm-hmm. Why do they change my life? I don't get this. And it's kind of a funny thing because the whole reason I bring that up is because it just goes to show you, just because you got paid for the job, it doesn't belong on your demo necessarily, you know. And you may not want it to be on your demo for very long either, if it ultimately represents something that's not so hot. But yeah, I'm the dutiful little actress. I came from Second City background and studied with
you
the Royal Shakespeare.
You were Second City?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I'm Chicago, and you know, I'm an adopted Chicagoan. I'm from Detroit originally, but I lived in Chicago longer than I lived anywhere, and I've been out here for just shy of 8 years. You know, so but yeah, you know, here in Los Angeles, that is. But and I freaking love it here. I mean, I never would have dreamed I would love LA as much as I do, but I do. Now, you just got back to Connecticut from what, Florida?
Yeah, we're snowbirds. We got to Florida for a couple of months.
You needed it, man, this past year. Aren't you glad you did?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We came back in February for 1 week, and the drive, we arrived at night, and the shuttle van dropped us off at the driveway. It was about 4.5 feet of snow. We had to climb over to get to the house.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
So I know everybody feels
that's
sorry
incredible.
For me.
It's intense. Not for nothing. This has been bizarre, you know, what we've gone through in the last few months, but... Yeah, and hopefully it's not too much of a weird summer, you know, that way. But all the more reason for us to be virtual. And again, for voiceover, the fact that we can patch with anyone anywhere, pretty much anywhere, like we're doing right now, and that's becoming more accessible and a lot easier. It really opens us all up to so much more opportunities. And that's all the more reason why you want to stay connected with voiceoverextra.com and why you want to check out the webinars that you're doing. $39 for a webinar, and how many hours is it? It can be two hours,
but it might also be a free video attached with and some worksheets and some other stuff. It's really quite valuable.
That's brilliant. I mean, you know, most coachings on the average, they run about $150 an hour. I mean, ours are not. Ours are cheaper than that, but wow, you know, on the average, you're looking at about $150 an hour for coaching, you know, or for 50 minutes in some respects, you know. Some places will do, you know, something of that nature. But I think that's a terrific, terrific value. And I hope to do one with you myself, you know, so hopefully we can do more work like that.
We got to do some stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of, I'm always thinking of ways, different ways to slice it to be of service to people and be fun also. And so we'll cook up something.
That'd be great. John Florian of voiceoverextra.com, thank you so much. And Voiceover Virtual, of course, which will be in 2015. And if you'd like to meet him in person, come on out to Voices. What is it called again?
Called the Voice 2014 Voice Convention.
Right, and that'll be in Anaheim, California this August.
Anaheim Hilton, yeah.
Wow. And
Kate, you're always fun to work with. So I look forward to meeting you in person real soon.
Absolutely. I really look forward to it. Thank you so much, John, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, take care, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about VoiceOver and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.